Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tommy Robinson leaves us in 15 minutes. He's got to come back sooner. But I know he's been undercover the last year working on this multi-part film, so that no matter what happens to him, they put him back in prison, all the other parts get released. What he's telling you is very clear. Without Man.Video, it might not be able to get out, but we're going to try to stay on air as long as possible as well. What Tommy said brought a tear to my eye earlier, not of fear, not of cowardice, but of just energy that he's right. If they take down InfoWars, they have had a huge victory, and that's why they're fighting so hard to do it. But they take Tommy down, they've had a huge victory. So, Tommy, this is a shorter segment. We'll play the trailer next segment. I'm behind here. I need to get to it. But other points you'd like to add to the millions of people that are tuned in right now?
Other points? Mate, whilst we're on COVID, you know, the vaccine, I think the mandates are simply about getting rid of all the three thinkers. All the free thinkers will be gone. They'll be erased from the military, erased from the bank, erased from all the major corporations, and then they'll have every employee as a stormtrooper that they want. So as I watch all this, I think this isn't even about the vaccine. They're literally going to, you've got to this date and you're going to lose your job, whether it be in the NHS, whether it be in the American government, whether it be in the military. If they manage that, all the free thinkers are gone. All the people, and the rest that's left are the people who listen to them, who abide by them, who believe they're there for their best interests. So whilst we're on the COVID issue, that's why when I'm watching what's going on, that's not what I believe they're doing. It's just getting rid
Tommy,
of
Tommy, I totally agree. At the main level, it's about subservience and domination. And when the vaccine is poisonous, that scares the smart people away to make sure they've got a group of people that are so dumb, they'll follow orders to take something that's poisonous to themselves and others.
And not just follow the orders to take it, but they'll be all the people who are being controlled. All the free thinkers, whether they be doctors, whether they be military, they'll be gone. They won't be working within those fields. So all of the controlled fields that come under the American government will be everyone who's employed. If they get rid of all the people who won't get vaccinated, they will have got rid of all of the free thinkers within those fields.
So, I totally agree. And then what's the next move? Release a more deadly virus? Or why are they doing a purge of the military, police, and the medical field?
Well, there is one other thing that's benefit. But I think we were like the test cases, because we were talking about Islam and they were coming down on us and the level of censorship and the propaganda and the media and all of that. But now there's so many people now who are being awoken, who see the same with how they're being labelled as conspiracy theorists or they're being attacked by the media. They see the light. Whereas, so what this has done is it hopefully has brought so many more people to question what is going on. And when you start questioning what is going on, your eyes open. And from my experience, once they're open, you can't close them. Once they're open and once you realise the danger that we're in, the danger you're in, if you have children, I look at my three children, I want us to hand them down a safe and prosperous future. And I'll do everything within my breathing body to make sure they have that. When you realise now the danger, so with us talking about Islam, that might come in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, yeah? The problem, but the immediate danger is the taking away of our rights and our freedoms right now by the British government, by the American government, with the forced vaccines, with the mandates, with the lockdowns, with all of this. And do you know the mad thing is? I'm looking in the UK and looking at who would be the best allies in fighting and battling this. And they're probably from the migrant background, especially from the Islamic background. Because we need to look at our immediate risk here and our immediate problem. And more so to understand the way we have been played as well. So we're here battling, whether it be white, black, BLM, it's this, it's gay, it's straight, it's us battling against the Islamic community. And the whole time we've been played through the immigration system to bring it all in, to cause us chaos, to cause us divide. And whilst they do that and we're all screaming and shouting at each other, they are literally taking away every single freedom that every single one of our forefathers fought and died to give us. It's not free. When we talk about freedom, it wasn't free. A generation of men left their children behind and died on beaches for that freedom. That's how we got it. And right now, we're all sitting just giving it away. You see people queuing up and walking around with their masks on. And I just think we are handing away everything. Like that.
We're handing away things that our forebears fought back, as you said, to Englishmen, 900 years of the Magna Carta, 900 years of people getting inch by inch, millimeter by millimeter freedoms that are now being flushed down the toilet in a flash of a...
Three very important life-saving words. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we're going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so because it's a bestseller. And it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got us.
Never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, our guest, Tommy Robinson, never gives up, and he's got a big film coming out in just a few weeks at Man.Video, The Rape of England. But he was saying, hey, the Muslim rape gangs, the government covering it up, that's all part of the divide and conquer. He was saying the number one thing is all over the world, the erasure of parental rights, whether you're in the UK or blue cities in the US or Canada or Australia or Germany, they are giving small children shots at school without parental consent and outside of law. And they're also teaching sexualization of children and telling them about their identity to confuse them. And then because the child will make believe and role play and say, okay, I'm a boy, but I'm a girl now, or vice versa, then the school marks your child and begins a sick psychological relationship with them, telling them they're another sex. I have a lot of family, a lot of cousins. They're in conservative Christian areas of East Texas and North Texas, suburbs of Dallas and areas, let's just say a couple hours north of Houston. I have multiple cousins, without me even asking, when I see them at a family event, they're like, hey, did you know that, and by the way, some of these people are liberals, and they're against it. They're like, you know my 12-year-old daughter, the daughter's right there, like, yeah. They called her in last week and said, you're really a boy. She's not even in trouble, she's a straight-A student. They go, you're really a boy. And she goes, no, I'm a girl. And then they start telling her, no, you're a boy, you know, you're mentally ill if you don't. And then I talk to other family, they're doing it, their 7-year-old boy saying, you could be a girl. What is a school counselor calling a 7-year-old in? It's like in the nurse's office for a quote, well check, and they just do, and then say, oh, you like makeup, you like dresses, and then they say, well, sure. They put it in a book and now start a sick relationship with your child. If somebody did that to you in a park, if you're at a park cooking hamburgers and some dude walks over to your 8-year-old daughter and says, I want to talk about your sexuality, you're going to break that guy's neck. Now it's done by the school and nothing's done. So yes, this is the takeover by the state day one, and Tommy Robinson's dead right. This is the big issue. Tell us what's happening in the UK, because you guys are under the worst attack.
In the city of Birmingham, where they... And they do it all in the name of tolerance. So they're teaching our children these things about whether it be about LGBTQ plus, whatever it is. It's all about tolerance. And I looked at the name. There was certain books, and there was a person in control of the education for the Birmingham area. And I looked them up, and I went back through all of their what they've been saying over the years. And one of their words, and I'll quote them. They want to smash heteronormativity. They want to smash heteronormativity. So this isn't about tolerance. This is about intolerance. This is about...
Say that again. It's about smashing
male and female whales, male and female birds, male and female humans smash, like aliens show them, they smash your reproduction. That's how they kill you. And they tell you, we're eugenicists, we're transhumanists, we want to depopulate, we're going to smash your heterosexual communities. Well, we're designed for that. It's what we are. It's an attack on the species. It's so damn alien. And they use our own hospitality against us. We're okay, smash my heterosexuality. I'll show you I'm open to you sexualizing my children, you criminals. No, you're pedophile sick freaks.
This is actually what the Muslims were protesting about in Birmingham, and they were labeled extremists by the media, and they were shut down. But what they were arguing against was totally just. They're arguing against the sexualization of their kids. Now we see this. We saw as well that they were teaching about self-masturbation. They were teaching children, age six, about how to love themselves. Self-masturbation. Now, I wouldn't speak to my six-year-old about masturbating. So how is a school teacher in a position to be sitting talking to our children? And all of these things, to anyone listening, may sound insane, okay? It's like a lot of this. I had to check it. I had to sit and research it myself. See, wow, they are doing this. And your ability to take your child out of sex education, to take your child out of religious education, it's going. In Wales, it's already gone, I believe.
So again, you're running a business in your small town, see the child kidnapping rings. You're raising children, they're trying to brainwash them. They keep messing with you. You're not out there starting the fight. They're out there coming after your children.
But they are, and you know, for anyone in Britain watching this, we drew the line in the sand is Telford. We are going to hit Telford in some way on the 29th of January, in a way that's going to have the authorities, the establishment, sitting there thinking, I thought we deleted this guy. Yeah? I thought we erased him. I thought he was gone. No, we're not gone. Yeah, we're not gone. And we're going to keep hitting that city, and we're going to keep raising awareness until something's done. Until something's done, we will be that little thorn in your side that keeps hitting
That's
you.
That's right, because if you can stop the state-run pedophile rings in one town, you can stop them all.
If we can highlight it enough and bring to justice enough, I said we can go from one to the other, we're just going to keep with Telford. And I guarantee you, we will sit on this show, and I will be placed with some sort of injunction or some sort of legal route in order to try and prevent me going into that town.
And then when you still defend the children, they'll throw you in solitary confinement or explain they let the Muslims literally piss on you.
It is, but that's when they're in catch 22. If they do that, they raise more awareness to our film, which will awaken more people. My job and my role is to awaken people. If they imprison me, they awaken people. Many people would have been turned when they locked me up last time. I remember saying to them, as I was getting arrested, more people are going to watch this video than you can ever dream of. 5 million people watch that video that weekend. That's 5 million people questioning the media. 5 million people talking about the rape gangs. If that saved one girl, it's worth it. Yeah. If it saves one girl, but the reality is, hopefully we woke up hundreds and hundreds of parents. So we aren't going to stop. We're going to continue. And we rely on every single person to share the information. Give us a follow if you're watching this and you haven't signed up to Getter. Sign up to Getter. Give me a follow on there.
Oh, yeah. Tell folks, how do people find Tommy Robinson and Getter?
Get out, put in Tommy Robinson 1. Alex, I'd love to get on here more so we can talk afterwards. Let's do this.
I'm gonna play the trailer right now as we go out, but I want to get you on Harrison Smith's show. I want to get you on The War Room with Owen, because, you know, I know you've been in the field, you know, undercover the last year.
I'll rate Owen as well. I've had my time, I've had my rest, so we're back. Let's go.
You're ready to go. Well, I tell you, you know, you're what I aspire to be like. Because, you know, we've been attacked a lot, but you have been put in jail. You've been tortured. I mean, I saw you come out like a concentration camp victim, lost like, you know, 40, 50 pounds. And you've just been through hell. The Antifa, like, he walks out of a McDonald's and like 15 Antifa are trying to beat him up. He's like knocking him down. I mean, it's just amazing. And then he gets in trouble. It's just crazy. Here's part of the trailer for what's coming out in a few weeks on the 29th, The Rape of England. And we'll be back with a bunch of breaking news. Tommy Robinson has been our guest, and we salute him. Stay with us.
They have not defended the children of the poor. They are punishing the people who speak out in defense of the children of the poor.
I'm breaking daily. I think if you wasn't here, I wouldn't be here.
What happened the first time?
I slept with him.
How old was he?
I was 11, Tom.
Yeah, 6 years, was it? Same age.
An independent inquiry into the sexual exploitation of children in Telford and Wrekin has been going on for well over 2 years. Police, social services and councils are refusing to help the inquiry at all.
We were supplying them with 40 years worth of information.
40 years?
40 years worth of information. Understanding.
A deliberate attempt to cover up these crimes against little girls for fear of being called racist. They've known what has been going on in that town for 40 years.
They talk to me about going to meet certain people, not to tell my dad if they told me to go to that person.
Who was the kingpin? Who was the main organiser?
I don't want to be living this for the rest of my life.
He was that hurt by it. He got out of the car and he couldn't wait for the police to come. He needed to go.
Family trees, networks, how they operate, who operates with who. Just so you understand, as we go along here, we have CPS solicitors, police officers, politicians. That's the level of connections who are involved, intertwined within these gangs. There are 5 dead females at the hands of these gangs in Telford alone.
Sorry for doing this. I mean, I have to be 100% before I make an approach. The hunters are about to become the hunters.
This is a kid who's come out of his house. This is the vehicle of one of us who made these kids. Now, the reason why this is so important is they can get up close. They have zooming cameras.
Well, see the full trailer and video of the rape of Britain. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite, and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Makes you marvel, because you see a firefighter that goes in a burning house and saves a child. You go, well, that's a hero, but they signed up for it, but we really want to be a man like that, or a woman who's going in the burning building. Women do heroic things as well, but we're not supposed to ever recognize that that's really been men's traditional mode, and what we're designed to do is expend ourselves. We're expendable. And by making it, oh, no, that's women's jobs too, well, then that makes it where men don't have to act like men anymore, you see. We just turn women into the expendable. And by extension, our children. So I think about all he's been through. And I think about the years he's been tortured in jail for exposing pedophile groups that were confirmed and convicted. And how the police sycophantically worship the pedophiles in the UK and attack him. But it's the same thing we see here now. This is the service of evil going on. And it's that meme I showed this morning, thinking about Tommy Robinson coming on the show. First, we overlook evil. Then we permit evil. Then we legalize evil. Then we promote evil. Then we celebrate evil. Then we persecute those who still call it evil. Isaiah 5:20, woe unto them who call evil good and good evil. And so I'm sitting here while Tommy's talking the last hour. And during breaks, I'm on InfoWars.com, and I'm reading articles, and I'm watching videos, and I'm just like, man, this is moving too fast. And that's what evil's doing, is it's just trying to totally and completely overwhelm us to where we just give up and go into a catatonic or fetal position. We cannot let them break our will. We have to just trust in God and do the right thing, and know that it's not our job to stop it all. It's just our job to say no and to resist it. And when I say that, I know how you are, because you're like me. You feel guilty. I know I do. You feel frustrated. You feel angry that you can't stop them, and it's ridiculous. Why are people going along with this? Why is this so out of control? And you want to just say, screw it then. But you can't just run hide in the woods. And certainly, you can't go commit suicide. I've never thought of that, but people do. They just get pissed and check out. Why not commit your life to fighting evil and not caring and being desperate for the children instead of just blowing your head off in your pickup truck? How about you go politically take over the church meeting peacefully and speak out against the New World Order? How about you go to the city council? How about you go to Congress? How about you do that? Yeah, the easy road out, shoving a barrel in your mouth and blowing the back of your head off to get out of this evil. What about the children? They don't even know how to do that. You can't do that. They need you. God wants you to be a man. And I'm not preaching at people. I know how painful this is. And I know the proclivity of people who are good and hardworking and strong who don't want to grandstand. But we're way past that point here, ladies and gentlemen. We need to be grandstanding. To get out in front of the evil that's taken over and say, whoa, hey, everybody, these people are bad. You can't trust a damn thing they say. And I'm not shutting up. And I'm telling you, I know there are people watching of every race, color, and creed who are the one race made by God, the human race with red blood. And when you finally go speak at the city council, when you finally go speak at the school board, when you finally speak at the state house, when you finally pick it by yourself, it doesn't matter. When you finally say no to evil, when you finally reach out and people try to make you submit, and when they try to silence you and intimidate you, that's when you step into a wider world. And once you finally get out of your comfort zone and stand up to these people, the whole world's going to change just like that. But you got to take that first step into the future. You got to take that first step of destiny. That's what I'm telling you. You got to do it now because the children are begging for your help. Go back to Tommy Robinson. They were running thousands of kidnapped kids in the town he was in. He couldn't believe it. The little kids would disappear, and the Muslims were bragging. They were cutting them up and butchering them and selling them in the kebab machines. That's like they have hamburgers over there, but it's like the Muslims have kebab machines, and it was the dead kids. That was later confirmed. And he's like freaking out, like, what's going on? What's happening? And then they physically attacked him. So he beat their ass and fought back. And then that was it. It was off the races. He just saw evil. He decided not to ignore it like the other businesses were doing. Because imagine the police and the businesses. They just start putting up with it. And then now they put up with more. And now they put up with this and that. And now, oh, the police are involved having sex with the children. That's come out across England. Imagine being that committed to evil. Imagine being part of something like that. Imagine the arrogant look in those pedophiles' eyes. How they're so satisfied and so confirmed that they've got a government backing them and they can get away with whatever they want and nothing's going to stop them. That face of arrogant, conceited evil is the face of the devil. And we can and we must and we will defeat it. Even Mainline News says grooming epidemic, almost 19,000 children identified as sexual exploitation victims in England by the Muslims. I mean, what do you think happened 1,000 years ago or 500 years ago when you get pirated out in the Atlantic Ocean or in the Mediterranean or in the Pacific Ocean by Muslim slavers? Where do you think you're going? You're going to a slave camp. And the Muslims, yeah, they had black slaves, but that isn't what they wanted. They wanted women slaves. That was their main business, is female slaves. Let's just admit that's a cultural part of Islam. And it's got to stop, and we got to say no to it. These are predators that are such cowards. I don't care if they're a white, blue-haired person or a black person or whatever they are. They're going after children because they're bullies, and they want the power over a little child to steal their innocence. And we're not going to sit here and take it anymore. You leftist pedophiles, burn in hell, and you will, and you know it. And you're not going to take us with you. All right, I'm going to come back and hit the huge news. It's just so over the top, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's exhausting, but I know you want to hear the truth. You want to know what's coming next. We're going to hit it separately. I told you first hour, and I'm going to tell you again, we need a war chest going into this year, and we're already 300 days out from the midterms and the staged terror attacks the globalists want to launch and everything they're doing. And InfoWars now has the minds and has the ears and has people paying attention at the highest levels. And so now is our most important work of all of my 27, 28 years on air. So I'm asking you now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get books and films and T-shirts and share them and to get supplements. That we got this big sale about to end in a couple days, probably tomorrow. It's about to sell out. Vitamin Mineral Fusion that everybody needs and is high quality and is 50% off. And X2, hell, it's going to sell out. I didn't know it was going to sell out. It's X2 is about to sell out. It's still 50% off. And Ultimate Bone Broth and everything. And Winter Sun's still sold out. The 18-wheeler. Just left. It's going to get here Friday. So, anyways, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And we need funds to just stay in attack formation. And the enemy is panicking. They don't know what to do. They're so scared. We're still on air while they make their final move on America. I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. And that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off.
that has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Vaccine offer very limited protection, if any. The three doses with a booster, they offer reasonable protection against hospitalization and deaths. Against deaths, I think, very good. And less protection against infection. Now, we are working on a new version of our vaccine, the 1.1, let me put it that way, that will cover Omicron as well. And, of course, we are waiting to have the final results, the vaccine will be ready in March. And the vaccine will be able to produce it massively. We need to see if we will need it, and we need to see if and what place can take in the overall fight against the virus, particularly now that we know that mutations are coming faster, that we have a treatment. So all of that needs to be taken seriously into consideration. But we've never had more.
Okay, so that's enough of that. Anybody that understands basic virology knows there's always mutations of viruses. And now they're just introducing everybody that the common cold is bad, not just COVID-19. They're sending the PCR test to say the common cold is bad and saying, oh, it's a battle for the virus. Oh, the old shots don't work. The new one helps you. And then meanwhile, EU warns repeat boosters could weaken immune system. That's the plan, is erase your immune system. So incredibly diabolical. In fact, let's play a clip from that. European Medicines Agency, that's their FDA, which, again, voted last year to not inject people below the age of 12. European Medicines Agency warns endless booster shots could cause immune response problems. Not just erase your immunity, not just lower your immunity, but cause ADE. The European equivalent of the FDA is warning that relying on endless rounds of booster shots to fight COVID-19 could end up causing immune response problems. The comments were made by Marco Cavalleri of the European Medicines Agency. There's an emergency discussion around the probability of giving a second booster dose. A second booster? Well, that's the fourth shot with the same vaccines currently in use. Data has not yet been generated to support this approach, he went on to say. It could cause autoimmune problems and erase your immunity. And the FDA scientist and CDC scientist said that 6-7 months ago in the U.S., and they were told resign. And the new board members got up and said, we don't know if it'll hurt the kids till we try it. I mean, we got to test it on them. We can't do it on animals. We pass laws. We can't do it to rats. So we do it to your children now. And that's just the cover story. They know it's designed to sterilize. They know it's designed to attack the immune system. They know what the plan is, and they're carrying it out. You know, we told you this was coming because it's a UN world program, and I went and read what John Hopkins and the Rockefeller and Carnegie Foundation, what the CIA said a year and a half ago. They said, this is never going to end. We're going to piggyback on it. Carbon lockdowns, greenhouse gas lockdowns, which they've now announced in India, just did one last month in December. Yeah. And they said, so you're not going to be able to leave your house unless you have this vaccine passport, which is really the social credit score passport, which has been announced by the Davos Group. And so Kellen McBreen has written a powerful article on Infowars.com that really needs to be seen. It's a big deal. They said they're going to start putting the unvaccinated in FEMA camps. That was announced that they're doing all this. But this is a big deal. Washington, D.C., vax passport, mask and photo ID to leave home, but no ID to vote. I'm going to say that again. You need a vax passport to leave your home. You need a mask and a photo ID. So you took all the shots, but you just didn't work. Sorry. You need a mask and a photo ID that you're up to date on the new injections they want to put in your body to leave home, but no ID to vote. Yes, the murder of logic. Read the full article, see the local announcements and everything. But they show a feminist image of a woman showing how she's tough. Oh, women, show them you're tough. Let Pfizer erase your ovaries. And now it's all confirmed as the takeover, ladies and gentlemen. But here's the European Medical Agency warns endless booster shots could cause immune system response and could erase your immune system. So they're covering their asses. They know all this, but now they're like, hey, might get a little sick from this. Here it is.
There are two concerns here, is that if we have a strategy in which we give boosters, let's say, every 4 months, approximately, we will end up potentially having problem with the immune response, and the immune response may end up not being as good as we would like it to be. So we should be careful in not overloading the immune system with repeated immunization. And secondly, of course, there is the risk of fatiguing the population with the continuous administration of boosters.
But that's the plan, is to collapse the civilization. So imagine Ronald McDonald House. You know, I know McDonald's is part owned by Monsanto and Bill Gates. I would not eat at McDonald's if you put a gun to my head. But people eat there. I mean, last time I ate there was about 10 years ago. And the hamburgers that I ate there when I was a kid were dripping with juice and were real beef. The stuff you eat now is basically Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab want you to eat bugs. I don't know if it's made out of bugs, but I'd imagine that's what it tastes like. Last time I was on the road starving, ate a hamburger, started vomiting it up an hour later. And I mean, I can eat anything. I got a cast iron stomach. Got physically ill eating it. But regardless, remember all these companies that said, we're not going to let unvaccinated in, and all these companies saying, oh, if you're not double vaxxed or whatever, you're triple vaxxed, you can't have the liver transplant or whatever you paid for. Well, you want to talk about a sickening video. Here it is. Ronald McDonald House to evict unvaccinated cancer stricken child because they won't take the shot, which is linked to accelerating cancers in major German studies, including the type of cancer this child has. Here it is.
So this is a piece of paper. Can Lindsay zoom in on it? This is an eviction notice, I believe, to anybody older than 5 who's not vaccinated is getting evicted from Ronald McDonald House. So I'm just going to go talk to people at the counter and see what's legit or not. Do you have like a manager here or somebody that you talk to? It's about this letter we got about saying everybody has to be vaccinated. Hey. Well, I'm just asking, like we got this last night, and it's just pretty disturbing. I'm just wondering if it's legit. Is this saying that, like, everybody is not vaccinated is getting evicted?
Well, we have a grace period to which you can get your first dose. Yeah. But essentially, as of January 17th, it's a board mandate from our
So I just want to get this straight. So by the end of the month, my 4-year-old boy is a teenager.
Infowars.com, but his little boy has leukemia, and there are studies in Germany, you name it, that if you take a Pfizer or Moderna shot, when you have leukemia, it just eats everything. You're dead in months. Easily. Some people in weeks. Just boom. CAT scans show cancer everywhere. And it's like, oh, we're just following the mandate. We're liberal. We're following orders like the Nazis in Nuremberg. And they wear the little mask forever. Oh, I thought that made it safe. But the women particularly love it. They love the shroud of death they wear. They love submitting to Pfizer, their pimp daddy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You know, I don't make this stuff up. You know, I just straight shoot you. And God gave me the gift of really knowing how to figure stuff out. And you'd have to be a moron not to see what's going down now. And I know you guys know what's going on, but this is serious, serious business. And the Republicans finally have gotten religion. You know what? This is so big. I'm just going to cover it next hour. Because here's what happened. I had Norm Pattis, who's a famous criminal and First Amendment lawyer, one of the top guys in the country. And he was already going to be in studio about the push for martial law and the push claiming we're already in a civil war and the social engineers and the big banks, corporations trying to create a climate of civil war ahead of all of this to smokescreen their big great reset organized financial collapse. And I know you all know that. And I was planning to come into the next hour with the John Bowne report that is so important. Biden regime prepares for war against Americans. And I had a whole stack already today on huge developments where the Justice Department says, yes, anyone that protests is a terrorist. And yes, we're looking at arresting anybody that protests us. So we're talking criminal North Korean declaration of war. The documents are public. I had this morning, and Norm Pattis was down here covering all these establishment legal cases against us. And I said, you got to come on about this because you're always bringing up how they're trying to start a civil war. Look at how the Department of Justice admits that, yeah, anybody that protests the drag queen story time is a terrorist. Anybody that doesn't like forced inoculation. Anybody that doesn't like critical race theory. So he was already coming on with this whole stack of news right here when this broke. And when you know this, it ties everything together. That's why in June of last year, they said anybody protesting lockdowns or forced inoculation is a terrorist, and the CIA is going to shut off your bank accounts and come arrest you. I mean, that alone, announcing in Psaki press conferences that the CIA is going to get us? I mean, the whole government should have resigned right then. I mean, you're talking North Korea-level stuff. That's what I'm telling you, folks. We're in it now. But we're so used to life, and Netflix is on, and Yellowstone is on, and I know the people in Yellowstone. I know the people. I'm not going to get into it. I don't even watch it. I'm not trying to brag. It's just like my parents are like, did you see Yellowstone? I'm like, did you see they're building FEMA camps? And so that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen, is in the real world here. And when Mitch McConnell, which just happened, this clip's coming up next hour, just broke on InfoWars.com, when Mitch McConnell comes out and says, we have a national crisis, we have the federal government saying anybody that disagrees with big government is a terrorist. This is dangerous. People finally get it. They're planning terror attacks imminently at any time. Could be this afternoon, could be a month from now, could be 300 days from now. But they're planning massive terror attacks to blame on us very soon. Now, you'd have to, again, be hiding under a rock to not see all the pre-programming and the brainwashing and all this. That's not going on for no reason. This is imminent. Their whole game plan, they know they're about to lose the House and the Senate. They're about to lose the governorships. There is a total political landslide of landslides, political realignment of a massive level. The U.S. has not had a political realignment this big since its founding 246 years ago. I mean, this is the big enchilada. This is the UN, global government, Klaus Schwab, corporate takeover of America happening in the world right now. And the branding of people that don't like it, who just think the country ought to exist, or just think we shouldn't devalue the dollar, or think we shouldn't dissolve the borders as terrorists, or think that inflation's not a good idea. I was reading the transcript as we came out of break, and my heart started happily, because I told you that if we can get senators, I've told you 100 times the last 6 months, if we can get the senators to realize the globalists are planning this coup, and it isn't business as usual to keep the Republican establishment, Democrat establishment sharing power, if they realize this is a globalist takeover and that they're about to have their normal standard thing taken over, a bunch of powerful billionaires and people that aren't part of the inside clique but have as much power as a globalist or more will get off their asses and come in and we'll save the damn country. I'm sorry, I had a little bit of fun. And it doesn't mean we're out of the woods yet, but I'm having a little bit of a happy chuckle, sorry. Got a little bit of supervillain in me. Profoundly profound. Profoundly, profoundly unpresidential. Senator McConnell slams Biden for calling GOP domestic enemies.
he gets. You're being branded as a party, period. The former deputy FBI director says all Republicans are terrorists yesterday on television. I mean, when the enemy that's unpopular, losing power, that literally is run by pedophiles, that hates the country, you got a bunch of blue blood Republicans that are just rich guys, and they're like sitting there going, hey, we work with you, stop it. They're like, you're a terrorist, we're going to arrest you, you're going to blow stuff up. The Republicans better go, oh, wait a minute, you're planning to do that and blame us, aren't you? I mean, a moron could figure this out. So all it took was one person with courage. Tucker Carlson taking Ted Cruz to the woodshed, Ted Cruz coming out and exposing the FBI plot that ran January 6th, and then the next day the domino falls and the leader of the Senate, the Republican leader, comes out and says the same thing. That's leadership, folks, is us leading and forcing them and just flame-throwing them with truth and just constant attacks. And forget Democrats. They're all bought and paid for pedophile scum. But the Republican blue bloods, most of them aren't pedophiles. They're just rich old guys. I'm a lawyer. Make a deal. No, we're not going to sit there while you're asleep at the switch and you let these people burn the country down, because you are going to be held accountable. Plus, you dumbasses, you old Republicans, don't you get the New World Order is going to string your ass up? You just think they're going to let you crawl around up there like some old spider? Once they've taken over, they're going to flush you down the toilet. And so that's why there's a separation of powers, is because the globalists just can't take over the whole bureaucracy overnight. And now as the rest of bureaucracy figures out they're about to be unseated, they're going to dig their little heels in. And then the New World Order isn't going to be able to take over. Thank you, Founding Fathers, again, for the division of powers. But let me tell you, it is going down. And so we're having victory with the, what do you think? When I said at the start of the show, I said, I'd look for some big moves in the House and Senate when you have the House Oversight Committee release documents that that a criminal group run by Fauci and Bill Gates created the bioweapon and released it. I mean, when I saw that today, man, I was like, are you kidding me? And I went and pulled it up, and it was the same documents we had. So here's the news you need to know. The fight is on. The war is on. It's going down. And everybody better be thinking about what are you going to do in the next 24 hours to first pray to God and get your soul straight, and then to reach out and call talk radio, call C-SPAN, call your preacher, go to your church, make this a big deal. Point out the revolution against the globalist revolution is here. This is our counter-revolution against this horrible, evil New World Order, Klaus Schwab, corporate tyranny of inflation and collapsing borders and race war and pedophilia and sexualization of children and all the mental illness of the behavioral psychologist playing God, playing army, playing video games in the real world, messing with us through the corporate media that's already destroyed itself by signing on to this. Yeah, we're winning right now, but barely. And they're going to strike back, so we should be asking, how are they going to do that? Now, Greg Reese has done one of the most important reports ever on what mass psychosis really is defined. We're going to air that next segment. Then we're going to come out of the break. We're going to come out of the break with John Bowne's report, Biden regime prepares for war against Americans. And then we're going to play the Mitch McConnell comments, talk about this a couple segments, and then we've got to cut some time out to talk about how we're under attack at InfoWars, not for InfoWars. We're important. We need to stay on air. But that's secondary. It's a war game on how they're coming after everybody else, because we're the front probe. We're the first probe over enemy territory. We're going to tell you what weapons they've got and how to counter them straight ahead.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.